My ass is so hairy, I can't even poop. My ass is so hairy, I can't even poop. Ha ha. Remember that, guys? To Pimp a Butterfly, 2015? I'm about to take the biggest shit of 2015. That was a fun time. I like to start the show with a song.
A good song with a little meme. Some Weird Al. Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic, but more explicit.
Where is Weird Al Yankovic from?
Canada?
Is it Canada?
Mean, if you're like Weird Al, you fucking have to be from Canada.
I thought he was from weird Europe.
He might be. I know he's still touring, though.
Yeah.
That's a scary part.
That's, what kind of person, like, as an adult, goes to a Weird Al concert?
You see, the thing is, like, some of the first music I was into and, like, had on my phone and, like, bought their album was, like, Lonely Island.
And
like,
Weird Al. Yep, the like, same exact
I wasn't
thing
even
for
listening
me.
To Weird Al because I think I just missed him. And I didn't realize who Weird Al was until after, like, listening to comedy music exclusively was, like, oh, like a psychopath move to do.
Weird fucking thing.
But no, I just watched SNL a lot, so I liked fucking all those little skits, and I thought Andy Samberg was good because I loved Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on, everybody knew I'm on a boat. But no, it was Sean was a big Weird Al guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it makes 100% sense. Fucking sense. And yeah, I got put onto that.
He's the one that put you onto it?
Yeah, I think so. I was like, ha, this is about Anakin. I like Star Wars. I was like that young.
Yep. Okay.
So it was like, I was like the right age. I was like 10 or so.
Oh, this is something I've always wanted to talk about. Just shit music that like everyone listens to as a little kid.
Yeah.
But like you have to listen to like.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's like on the recent Yeah But Still, how like fucking Jack talks about like Linkin Park. Like that's terrible ironically, but it's like. He was defending like Limp Bizkit and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we're like 8 years or so younger than them or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
At least Jack. So our terrible shit that we listened to as a childhood was like Linkin Park, fucking Avril Lavigne. Like I think we missed Britney Spears, which I'm happy about.
Oh yeah, no, she was shitty by the time we kind of. It was funny when I was a little ass kid. One of the first albums I had on my. Like, the iPod Shuffle that didn't even have a screen was the fucking Daughtry album my parents had.
Fucking Three Doors Down.
Yeah, it was like Daughtry, and I liked it because the song, one of the songs off of it was in a Bionicles commercial. And I liked to listen to it on my iPod while I played with my my Bionicles.
Like,
at the age of 9.
First music I liked was Crazy Frog.
Well, it's like, when you're a kid, you just sit down in front of the computer and whatever retarded shit's playing is just, like, the best thing ever.
Yep. Like, I just remember, like, watching Nickelodeon Cartoon Network, there's just a commercial for, like, the Crazy Frog album, because that's who they're marketing towards.
Yeah.
It's little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, that's insane.
I own kids way too many of those. My parents
for
would buy
really?
Me.
Really?
They buy me anything I fucking want.
Dude,
I
never knew anybody.
Never
knew anybody IRL that actually heard, like, listened to Kids Bop growing
Someone
up.
In my high school was in Kids Bop, was the Kids Bop singer, was a kid Kids Bop singer. Yes, dude. And he hated when people brought it up. But it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
That might be the
you
most
were on
lit
Kids
thing
Bop.
Ever.
Nobody liked.
Yeah.
I mean, no, the kid was cool. Like, the kid was cool enough or whatever. I think he was a year younger than me. But, like, it was just hilarious.
That is insane. The worst was the kid on the Kids Bop who does the rap covers. Like, I remember this explicitly because I was saying it for, like, a month straight. Mm-hmm. I was insufferable. But it was, walk up to the club like, what up, I got a cool mom. I don't remember any of the other words, but just, immediately that happened, and I was just crying.
Could you imagine for, like, Kanye or some Kendrick songs on the new Kids Bop album, they go up to, like, a little black boy, and he's like, hey, you're gonna rap Kanye and whatever, it's like, but I like One Direction, I like boy bands, and it's like,
nope.
This is what you're doing.
I was expecting a rap.
It's like, is this because I'm black? It's like, you're too young to be an social justice warrior, okay? You probably don't even know what that means.
Listen, we're expecting an urban dynamic here.
We didn't hire you for One Direction. That's what we have Chad, Brad, Thad, and Jay.
Brad and
Gabe.
And Tanner.
Imagine if they reenacted all the music videos like the Robin Thicke.
There's just like a little ugly redhead Jutowski just topless with like some.
It's like a little. It's like a little like 12-year-old girl wearing like a crop top. Wearing like a crop top and like a one piece.
Well, no, there's
suit.
Like titties in that music video. I don't remember if you guys used to go there back in the day. I beat off to that quite a bit.
I masturbated to that video a lot.
I hated, like, I that was, like, the last video I was able to beat off to, I feel like, because it's, like, it just gets, up. It's, like, there's, like, hot women, and then it just all of a sudden, it's, like, the ugly-ass person who did this song pops in, it's, like, ah!
No, right?
You're just, like, holding your dick, you're, like, nope! And then it's, like, oh, okay, here we go.
But as a little kid, it's, like, naked ladies and clothed dudes versus... like, penis and naked ladies.
And it's like I don't have to hide my Google searches from my mom.
Yep.
That's
like, oh, you really like Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
It's like, yep, mom.
It's on the radio.
Yep. It's on the radio. I love this song.
Because one time, as a kid, I paused the All the Lights video on Rihanna when she's on that car where you can see side boob on both sides of each boob.
Yep.
Shit was legendary, dude.
I was watching... Dude, it was like... I think it was, like, Giannis or someone. They're asking, like, what's your ideal girl? And he's, like, Rihanna's body and, like, the mentality and stature of Michelle Obama. It's, like,
yeah,
it's like okay, so the perfect black woman. It's just, like, you're literally mentioning. It's like,
also the two most popular women on Twitter besides Beyonce.
It's, like, you're literally...
And maybe Chrissy Teigen, but that's what I mean.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen's the worst. Holy fuck.
No, because if we want to do a weird Twitter podcast, we got to get a cosign.
Co-signed by Chrissy Teigen.
That's one of my goals.
Interesting.
I don't especially like how she's featured in every single thing, every headline,
every moment,
every waking moment.
Like every if there's ever a Twitter moment and she tweets something semi-relevant, she's guaranteed.
I just can't wait until the day she shouts out like Cometown, and then that becomes a Twitter moment. It's like, is Chrissy Teigen problematic?
I just hate her tweets where it's like, oh, my hubby came home and gave me a back massage and I didn't even know. How amazing was that? And it's like, get you a hubby like that or fucking GTFO. And it's like, wow, this is terrible. And then like every fucking girl I know retweets that.
Oh, I mean, no. It's like she's married to John Legend, who's literally just, who cares what kind of personality he has? The like, just the fact that he can sing and shit, it's like, alright. No one gives a fuck anymore.
Well, yeah, and it's like, it's probably pretty easy to be a good husband when you have enough money to hire a maid and to do everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're not extremely busy people, but...
No, dude, her cookbooks and shit, it's like, what the fuck?
Wait,
like,
who has a cookbook?
Chrissy Teigen. She has a shitload. That is
a hustle, though. I really want to get into the cookbook game. Because basically you just probably...
Betty Crocker
hire like a chef who's like not well known, but who's like a good chef to ghostwrite it for you and slap your name on it. And you just make millions of dollars.
Basically you're just like, all right, what are your favorite foods? And you're like, I like tacos.
Yeah.
He's like, I like tacos. I like hamburgers. Pizza's one of my favorites. I like pizza with pineapple. That'll be pretty controversial.
It's like, oh god, there's gonna be a cookbook. If nobody does it, I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna hate it because it goes against everything I stand for. But a cookbook based off of memes, that'd be the worst thing ever. But it would sell.
It would sell.
What do white girls like the most? Memes and cooking.
Dude, Milk and Honey, that poetry book.
Rupi Kapoor?
Went fucking huge, right? Milk and Honey. And then there was like Vine and Honey.
Oh my god.
And that also fucking sold like hotcakes.
And that was just plagiarizing, mainly from black teenagers.
Yeah.
It was just like some like thumb-looking white person.
Road
making
work
all
ahead.
This money.
I hope it does.
Oh god.
Just like, how is that in a poetry book?
Vine deserved to die. I don't care what anybody says.
Bring it back.
I didn't like Vine, but I would be interested in becoming Vine famous.
Oh, I mean, come on. that seems like the easiest way to be famous.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like a little joke. It's like, hey, don't poop your pants. Next scene, oh shit, I pooped my pants.
I think the ideal hustle is to be a very light-skinned 8 out of 10 Latina chick living in LA who does relatable Instagram comedy videos about not being able to poop in front of her boyfriend.
Yep.
That is the hustle that I aspire to be.
And him hiding his phone from her.
Yeah, him hiding his phone, sure, not pooping at all, like in front of him. I was like, you know how you watch a video on Facebook and it just selects the next one and then the next one, and mm-hmm. before you know it, you've spent an hour just looking at bullshit that pisses you off?
Yes.
I just started getting suggested those, and it was like, one time she just, like, stubbed her toe in front mm-hmm. of him and had to hide it from her boyfriend for some reason.
It's like, I watched, like, an hour of, like, French relatable comedy, and it was all in French with English subtitles, and Jesus. I thought it was so good, but looking back on it, it's not good.
Yeah, no. That's a problem I legitimately have, is I just look at shit online that makes me mad. Like, purposefully.
Yeah.
I'm like the Hulk. I'm, like, always angry.
It's like the Instagram models that I follow, and all their captions are just, like, the worst things ever. Like, they make me pissed off. I read it, and I'm just like, ah, fuck. And I just don't unfollow them.
Yeah.
And then I don't unfollow
them.
It's
like,
and then
I mean.
And then I'll get, like, one day I'm just like, oh, shit, this girl's real hot, and I'll fucking follow some more Instagram models. And then I end up unfollowing the old ones, but I'm just still back in the same boat. It's like a terrible cycle. It's like, but now recently, I go and click on their post before I follow an Instagram model.
That's
good. Like, if all you do is just credit your photographer, mm-hmm. maybe like some bullshit poetic quote, I can deal with that. But like, if you were like writing paragraphs of like pseudo-motivational things,
I
can't
stand that. Is almost as bad as the like attempts at comedy, mm-hmm. but you can't top like the shit they write.
My favorite thing is all my friends back home are all really close because it's just such a small town, so they all have just constant drama going on. I literally deleted Twitter last year because of this shit, but they, like, they'll all subtweet each other, and you'll know exactly who it's directed at.
Oh.
Then I'll check my notifications, like, every once in a while still, like, I'll log back
in and
just be like, what the fuck's going on? Same shit. Still going on. Dude, it's been going on for 4 years.
Back in the day when Twitter was just subtweets and jokes.
That was hilarious. Yeah, no, it was, we had a lot of school versus school wars on Twitter, where it would just, like, you talk shit to the town over about,
I've
like,
been,
basketball or something.
I wanted that so
that
bad.
That was so fun.
We were so bad at everything, though, so it was,
we
like,
had, like, everybody had iPads, so we'd, like, do shitty Photoshops of, like, our school logo dunking on their school logo and, like, send it to
them.
Oh,
those are bad. That's, like, the shit we have to do for the black sheep.
Oh, no, but this was, like, 2012, 2013, so it was mm-hmm. less...
Yeah,
we, but no.
They did it before.
But and then like some people would just go down there like, "I'll fuck your girlfriend," and just like talk shit.
Yep,
that was always great.
Aggressive.
16-year-old
like, kids.
Like adding some guy. It's like, "I can fuck your girlfriend, no problem, dude." She's so fucking easy. His girlfriend for sure sees that tweet.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh yeah.
What
no,
is she? Doesn't do anything about it. So it's like, if you don't respond, it's even. If the girlfriend
doesn't respond,
it's even more insane because
it's like.
It's like, she didn't back you up.
Well, and you're in high school, so it's like, oh yeah, he fucked her.
Yep.
You're just so gullible, you're like, oh yeah, come on, Jordan wouldn't lie about that.
Dude, what was the fucking thing? What was that one? Yik Yak?
Yik Yak.
Yik Yak in high school was incredible.
We didn't, well, no, never mind. We definitely did, never mind.
It was just terrible. It was just destroying girls.
Dude.
It was like semi-popular girls, usually not like the most popular, but like almost popular girls, or like almost like... almost top tier girls just getting destroyed. Like this one girl was just called a monkey on it nonstop.
Out of curiosity, what ethnicity was this girl?
Question mark.
Oh,
ethnicity. Like you know those people.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Like ambiguous
cisgender.
As fuck.
Kind of beige.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like tan, but like naturally tan.
Yeah.
So it's like, but you're not sure. Like, is she black, Hispanic,
yeah,
Middle Eastern?
She could be
a mix
of
everything. Of
things. Yeah.
Like. Most
you
likely,
just know she's not white or Asian.
Most likely, like, half white.
Yeah.
You, like, that's as much, like, as much, the best guess you have is, like, she's half white or, like, a mix of a lot of things.
Okay.
And, yeah, she was just called a monkey nonstop.
Jesus Christ.
This one girl was called out for, like, eating a boy's butthole out. Like, this is before, like... fucking eating ass was like popular.
Yeah.
This was like fucking junior, senior
year
of high
school. Well, I still don't think dudes getting their ass eaten is popular.
No, but
yeah,
like,
try it.
Eh.
You don't knock it till you try it, fellas.
It's getting popularized. It's upward trend.
I remember reading a rumor back in the day that that's what Drake was into.
Getting his ass ate?
Yeah, but I'm like, that's probably just people are like, oh yeah, people will believe this about Drake.
Yep.
But with our Yik Yak, a lot of it, I think it was just one like. incredibly mentally disturbed person would get on it, like, every day for a week and just talk shit about this girl with Down syndrome.
Oh, no. Which,
like, we were bad people. Like, we did some fucked up shit in high school, but we, like, saw that and we were immediately, like...
Ooh.
We're like, we gotta find... Like, one of my friends who's, like, kind of dumb, he's like, we gotta find this kid. We gotta find this guy and we gotta kick his ass. I'm like, it's anonymous. I don't know how.
I love how just all your friends in high school, basically, if something bad happened, they were just like, we need to find them and kick their ass.
Yep.
It's like, where's the steps? Like, is this actually gonna happen? It's like, I don't know, I'm kind of high.
Half of it was the one guy. Most of the guys I knew were, like... quick to fighting, they're in the military now.
Good.
Some way, shape, or form. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Hey, it's the parallel to the U.S. Very quick to fight.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
Political comedy.
That kid threw a rock!
Dude, I've been seeing Facebook meme pages that are like, America loves oil.
Yeah.
That are just like super terrible, and it's just like... It's like a picture of like some girl, like some famous person that like kind of had an oily face in a picture.
And then it's like a U.S. troops helicopter roping in. Yeah, those are always funny. It's like an Italian chef, like, you had olive oil. And then they're
U.S.
But it's like, how are these memes just trending now? I mean, we've been doing that for a while.
I know, but now there's meme pages dedicated just to
it. Well, that's when you know something's on its way out. I feel like, nowadays, especially, everything has such a short shelf life.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just, like, something will pop off. Like, I saw this tweet where it was, a dog wandered into a lecture hall.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, like, had a viral tweet. They're like, some loose dog wandered in here. And literally, like, 30 minutes after it went viral, the dog already had its own Twitter account. And it's like, oh, this is corny. Shut it down.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't have anything fun and viral anymore. I think that's a sign from God that we all need to get offline a little bit more.
Yeah, just on YouTube where it's just, like, a thing about, like, it's, like, two people and maybe one person has two accounts commenting as, like, Obama and Trump arguing in the comments.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this is terrible. But then you see it has, like, 5,000 likes for, like, each comment. And
In my psych class, we had to do all our experiments today because it was just like this research class. So we get one class period. It's about 90 minutes. And you have 60 students. They're all split into like groups of three. So you got 20 experiments going on and you have to use other people from this. So everyone's trying to do theirs while participating in others. So it's a huge shit show. Nothing gets done. But mine was about like, let's see if we can correlate like people's like, how they feel about themselves versus how much they use social media. So we did like a personality test and then also like gave them these things to try to locate like where's this Facebook symbol in like this field of like symbols that look similar to it. It's called like visual search and shit. And all I found out from that is that Asians don't really have bad eyesight.
Nice.
That is a funny stereotype.
That's the only thing.
Do you see a lot of Asian people wearing glasses? I feel like you do. But Asian that could also be, like, glasses. A fashion statement, you know, because they're always, like, the cool, like, circular glasses.
Yeah. Asians. They have, something special about
that
them.
That is funny when you get on college campuses as big as ours, and there's, like, just such a large population of people from, like, other countries who don't really, like, interact with people from here, like, at all. They just kind of live in their own...
Dude, from going to fucking Europe for spring break, I realized that fucking foreign people, I don't know if it's like a only American thing, are completely unself-aware of any of their surroundings. Like, if there's like a passageway to walk, there's just three people blocking you from going to the other side, and they're just standing like this, like, just like completely just like looking at the, like looking at their feet, and you're like, why are you looking at your feet? Like, you're not even doing anything. Some other guy's just like sitting there like fucking looking at the sky, and you're like... Dude, get the fuck out of the way.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, just, like, confusing. It's like, do you realize you're, like, in the middle of the road?
Well, that's why they all think Americans are loud as shit, because they're all doing that stuff. Yeah, and then like, American walks up, and they're like, get the fuck out of my way.
It's like, excuse me. Lots of bikes.
How was your trip?
Yes, Amsterdam. Speak on that.
Amsterdam. Cool place. The chicks... It's basically just, like, the, like, red light district, the chicks, with everything that everyone wants to know.
The prostitutes. Yeah.
The ladies. They just have...
The women.
Yeah. They just have, basically, glass doors that go into, like, a walk-in closet. And then, like, that's more or less the size of the area they have. Yeah. And it's just, like, they're just all facing, like, the street or, like, the walkway where everyone's walking. And they're just kind of, like, sitting there posing all sexy-like.
Oh, so you can, like,
win. And then you go in there, you just knock on it.
You can win one.
You, like, go there, you knock on it. They, like, tell you their prices, and you go in. And they pull a curtain over the window, and you just do your business.
You fuck them in the stand-up thing?
In, like, this, like, closet thing. Probably Jesus. Has, like, enough, like, a big, like, walk-in closet.
Is there, like a mattress on
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
or?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. I was like, you just fuck them on the... Because I was going to say, that's like window shopping for pussy.
That's exactly what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't they have, like, a raffle system? You just enter at the beginning of the day, and then they'll come
honestly,
later.
It makes, like... It makes it harder to, like, want to get a prostitute in fucking Amsterdam. Because, like, you're, like, especially, like, you're going to do it at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be the dude that walks through the red light district. Like, maybe, like, everyone's just seeing you. There's, like, it's a ton of tourists. So, a ton of, like, old people being like, holy fuck, look at this shit. So, you're just going to be, like, the dude that's, like, it's hasta la vista, baby. Opens the door, goes in there, just fucks the shit out of some... No, she fucks the shit out of you. That's how it always is.
There's no way she's satisfied from that.
No,
from
she
that
fucks the shit out of you.
And it and is then, a transaction.
And then you leave. And then you walk out. And then, like, let's say the other side of it is, like, some fucking restaurant. So there might just be, like, a little 10-year-old boy eating, like, fucking fries. Because they're really into eating French fries.
Hell yeah.
It's, like, a little boy eating French fries. His family's there. You're, like... You go in, you're, like... Hey, kid, good luck. You walk in there, you fuck the shit out of this girl, and then he's like, oh, you're still here? Let me tell you something. Come back here when you're a little older.
Come back. Yeah, you fucked up. You should have waited. How old are you?
Oh. I'm 9.
Nine more years, buddy. Come back.
Oh, yeah. Dude. The 18 age, they don't even card you anywhere.
Jeez.
Which is even stranger. So, like, if you're, like, an older-looking, like, 15-year-old dude, you're getting into all these places, no problem.
That's wild.
Yeah, so if you're one of those weird-ass, like, 14-year-old kids that can grow facial hair, and you're, like, not, like, super short at that age, you're gonna get in.
Dude, I could have been drinking and fucking at age.
Drinking and fucking, like, 8th grade. Little 8th grade boy, just like, yo, what's up?
Oh, I couldn't grow shit in 8th grade, but flash forward to, like, when I was 15, 16...
Yeah, like, spend a whole year just trying to grow facial hair. Like, groom it up a little bit
I could
so
do
it looks
it.
Decent.
I could do it. I just had really shitty sense of what looked good.
Okay.
And I had, like, patches, too. I think that's a big thing. I always laughed at that, especially, I don't know if this was a big thing in your school, but in my school it was a big, like, everybody wanted a beard.
You see, the thing is, like, even if people wanted beards where I'm from, almost no one was able to grow them. When I go back home, I'm, like, one of my few friends that can grow facial hair.
Okay.
But when I'm here, it's, like, Calvin's one of the few baby-faced motherfuckers around. Which is just a strange thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the cold just makes you grow a beard.
Yeah.
They just, like, it, like, signals something in your brain.
No, because I was going to say, I just remember, like, walking around the school looking at everybody's shitty-ass, like, wispy beards.
I know, but I mean, like, when I go back home now, my friends still can't grow facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know what it must be?
I mean,
all those Swedes and Norwegians, those girls really like when whiskers tickle their pussies.
Yeah.
They're a big fan of just, like, hairy pussies. It's, like, the reason why, like, dudes have big, like... Like, humans have big dicks compared to their bodies, if you didn't know that fact.
Yeah.
It's because of, like, selective whatever. Maybe in Sweden and whatever, it wasn't because it was, like, 0 degree, like, negative 50 degrees. Nah, it's because the woman like that fucking hairy...
Yeah.
On
their hairy pussies. I mean, everybody had hairy pussies back then.
It made it so their fucking Vikings mustaches got stuck to their hairy pussies, so it forced the males to fucking eat them out a little longer. So
they'd eat them out long enough to get the ice to melt.
Yep. And then they're just like, oh, that motherfucker right there, he's got a big beard, he'll get stuck in this pussy for at least 10 minutes. It'll take him 10
Hell
minutes to
yeah.
shimmy his way out, and that shimmying out is gonna get me off, and then he'll fuck me for a little bit, and I'll almost come.
The dream. The dream.
That's all Norwegian ladies were looking for. To almost come.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I don't know. They're pretty hot. I don't know. Like a tall blonde woman.
Yeah, they're just hot because they practiced eugenics until like the 70s.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm not Norwegian. I'm Swedish, Danish, and German.
Yeah, so
countries
same
known
area.
For their killing. you think about it, my two main ancestors, the Nazis and the Vikings.
And they're now known for being very flamboyant Europeans.
Yeah, I know, right?
Swedes, like, oh, yeah.
Well, we got out of there before everybody turned into a bunch of pussies. You know, my family...
Everyone turned gay.
My family jumped ship. They knew it was coming, buddy, I tell you. They saw one of them went in the village, and they're like, hell nah, get on that ship. They're like, why the fuck do you talk like this? And then, like,
That's the first theory. My better theory is that they were just the first gay people in Sweden.
Yeah. And they weren't the gay enough yet. They were the first gay ones for my family.
And the other people were like, hey, y'all, get out of our country, y'all. You gay faggot in your butthole.
Holy shit, okay.
Woo! Hey, buddy. It's an Europeans. I'm quoting. I am quoting. I am quoting Lars Skarsgård.
Lars Skarsgård?
Famous gay hunter from the Swedish area.
Hell yeah. I feel like that would fucking suck living in Sweden. Besides, like, all the good government and healthcare and shit.
Everyone was respected. And
everyone's nice and all that, but I bet the weather's pretty bad.
I bet it's not America, though.
Right? Yeah, but you basically get to just wear a bear on top of you at all times. You're just wearing a bear.
Everyone's a pimp.
Your feet are like foxes. Your hair is like another fox. Like, if you're like the big motherfucker, you're wearing like a wolf. Like,
you're wearing a wolf?
You're wearing a wolf.
Oh, dude, that'd be tight. Fucking wolf helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, your country is basically just Skyrim. Minus the dragons.
Minus the dragons and no horned helmets, because I guess that's not historically accurate.
Fuck off with that. Yeah, that's like, I heard that and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then it's like, but no, they aren't. And it's like,
alrighty.
Okay, but I mean, the Vikings football team, which is actually still alive, they have horns on their helmets, so
who the fuck is wrong now? Social media shit, you guys... Promise me some Tommy Thicke.
Oh, do we really want to talk about Timmy Thicke yet? Yeah, we have been talking about
gay hunters. Someone that would not do well in Sweden back in the day.
We were talking about gay hunters. This brings up to a very relevant topic about a very prolific gay figure on Twitter that's being hunted.
A gay sexy boy.
By a... Yeah.
Who surprisingly isn't being hunted, actually.
Not exactly. Hunted as
like,
in
actually
people want
doted. People love him.
Oh, no. Everybody. Yeah, no. I remember. Okay, so the origin of it is like, it's like 2 years ago, more or less.
Yeah, it was 20. Yeah.
Yeah,
24 months
off.
Ago. That's what the people were saying.
This account popped off and went viral. And it was called Timmy Thicke, which the name kills me every time I say.
Timmy Thicke.
Because it's such like a, it's like, if you imagine a kid named Timmy, you either think of the Fairly OddParents kid or like a fat kid with like a one of those caps with the spinner on top.
I knew one Timmy in high school and he was gay.
I knew
openly gay.
I worked with a heroin addict named Timmy who would just rail lines in the bathroom at work and then play shitty, staticky documentaries about... how every religion is based off of this one Mesopotamian religion. While I was washing dishes during the brunch shift, but
really packing your mind filled with important knowledge.
All the waitresses and the bus girls that I was trying to hit on would walk back and they'd hear it, and I'd just be like, I'd just like point to the kitchen and shrug. Be like, I don't know. They're like, he's doing that. You know, no, they'd be like, he's doing it again. But. We're going off topic here. So there's this outrageously thick child, and I think I can say that without it being creepy. Like, this is just weird. It's just weird.
How, like, in what way?
Like a
child with a big ass, but it's
how
like...
How old is this child?
We'll get to that. Right. It was ambiguous. But it tweeted pretty fun. He tweeted pretty funny.
We'll show you some pictures. We'll show Calvin pictures of Timmy Thicke. And
I don't know.
You'll guess how old he is.
I don't remember very many of like the hits. It was like a combination of like the tweets were kind of funny.
He was really into like
the
Cardi B.
No, Nicki Minaj.
Like probably into Cardi B.
I mean, yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Basically, if you think of a sexy boy, Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
That's kind of, like, that's white.
Yeah.
That's basically what he looks like.
No, he's Cuban.
He's Cuban?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't be putting him in with us. Don't be putting him in with us. He's not our fucking problem.
I think I'm going to trade him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But No, so this, like, this account was just kind of popping, and I muted it, like, pretty soon after it became pretty big, because it just, like, I'm like, I don't think this kid's over 18, I don't really yep. need to see this, but, like, people would, like, always, like, make joke tweets about him, because his thing was he would always, name search, and, like, respond to people who, like, didn't add him, and that is yeah. just, like, some meme account would make, like, a joke, like, Timmy Thicke, and he'd be like, what?
Like, famous people, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is someone that would get, like, that would get the pass by, like, Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen yeah, would be Chrissy like, Teigen. Oh, my God.
Chrissy Timmy Teigen Thicke. Definitely is aware of what, or who or what Timmy Thicke is. But, so out of the blue one day, the Timmy Thicke Twitter account tweets out, Timmy Thicke has been a 24-month Harvard psychological study. Thank you for your participation. And then just goes radio silent
for a week. Before he was tweeting things out like, got me some good dick last night.
Well, the culmination of it was the photo of a naked African-American fellow laying on a couch with the perspective of the person taking the photo wrapping feet around the genitals of said person. And I think that was one of the straws that broke the camel's back. I only found out about that prior.
I didn't know this even happened.
Yeah, somebody, like, put it in the comments, and I was just like, okay, I need to log off and take a walk.
All right, show Calvin pictures of Timmy.
But,
I don't know about this.
So this fucking...
He's not naked.
No, that'd be illegal. But, so there's this child, everybody on, like... Weird Twitter. No emotionally healthy person gives a fuck about who Timmy Thicke is, but all of us broken people who just spend all the day on the fucking internet, we're like, oh yeah, this is like really funny. Oh god, there's more. Jesus Christ. Yeah, look at this fucking person. He also, for those listening,
this is a guy.
Yeah, enjoys wearing wigs.
And fingernails.
And really long fingernails, which, I mean, if you want to do that, I mean, more power to you, but it's just a bizarre thing. So everybody starts, like, coming up with theories about just who exactly this Timmy Thicke is. And my favorite one is somebody ran his face in, like, a face analyzer next to a popular Instagram model and theorized that Timmy Thicke was a... uber realistic sex doll that a group of people were posing to make the account, and they had like it was like, you know, those videos where they like suggest Gucci Mane got cloned and they like yeah. compare facial structure. They yeah. had like all these like minute details like zeroed in on the face, and I'm like, holy shit, this is hilarious. Like, this is what people do is with their time. They're just like, oh yeah, we need to know what Timmy Thicke is.
So would you buy a Timmy Thicke sex doll?
No. It's just...
Well, also, I didn't know Instagram models had sex dolls modeled after them, but I guess...
They do?
Apparently.
I guess the big ones,
I learned that. I learned that, so... Fuck, I guess. If the whole... It's like the whole getting my life together thing doesn't go well, I know what to do.
It's like, this is Jen Selter. She's like a famous... She's like the most famous Instagram model. It's like her... Like, could you imagine? Jen Selter sex doll with Riley Reid pussy.
Oh, you got the best of both worlds.
Oh my pussy God. Is nice.
Dude, off topic for a second. Have you guys seen that Riley Reid rap video?
Yeah.
She says the N-word like 7 times.
She fucks enough black dudes. I think it's okay.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, I think black...
It was also like...
I think black dude Twitter would be perfectly okay with it.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that like... She's, like, down to get dick down. Oh, there yeah. is too much video of her getting black dick for them not to be, like, no.
Yeah, it's like, well, she's definitely not, like, racist.
No, yeah. She's someone that, like, female black Twitter would take a huge issue with.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, like, it would turn into, like, a feminist and black rights thing, yeah. but, like, a weird thing.
Well, I find it offensive at how
I think Riley hilariously could take down the black community.
Damn.
Taking males versus females, attacking each other.
Maybe Riley Reid is just a psyop by the government to break apart the black community.
Yeah, destroys black Twitter.
Yeah.
It's
too powerful. It's too powerful.
It's too powerful.
But,
destroy black.
God, of course, we got derailed talking about porn. So, anyways, back to this thick child. So,
Let's go from porn back to a little
boy. Back to a little boy.
Little sexy boys.
I'm gonna guess his age.
Guess his age.
Yeah, to guess the age. We're not gonna confirm it yet, but
guess his age.
Go guess his age.
16.
16.
16.
Good guess.
Yeah. So, the account all out of nowhere does like this interview with what looks like is like the guy's alt account. And the questions were like super bullshit, like Nicki Minaj was a big part of your influence. What are you? And it's like, I always loved Nicki Minaj.
It was just some fake ass shit.
It was just some stupid shit.
It's probably the guy that ran the account. It was probably his Twitter.
Yeah,
oh
no, that was just, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. And so out of nowhere at like fucking late at night, it comes out that a podcast that me and Juan really fuck with, shouts out to Yeah But Still, shouts out to Jack Wagner. Brandon Wardell, you're cool too, buddy. Just kidding.
You're not.
No, I like Brandon. So they actually get an interview with the guy behind the account. And it's a different gay teenager, also from New Jersey.
Who said he's in the high teens. This guy, we have no confirmation teens. Of
but
how old he is.
It was so fun. He goes in, he's like, what do I call you? He's like, you can call me Harvard Intellect. And you just hear him go, ugh.
Yep. I mean, like, I wish he would have just chosen anything else.
Anything else. Like, literally, just call me H.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just, like, not this cringe-ass shit.
Yeah.
But basically, it turns out it's like, this guy saw this kid post that was just super thick.
They never...
He's like, let me be your manager and, like, run your Twitter and stuff.
Which is bizarre, but, I mean... Obviously, this guy's brain was broken enough to know how to go viral.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, it was super underwhelming. Everyone was hoping it was something insane.
Yeah, and I feel like Jack, the guy who interviewed him, really, not me, the guy who interviewed him really didn't
push
as much as he should. But, I mean, you know, being nice, you know, the guy interviewed. But I would have grilled him a little more. So, in the interview, it comes out the kid is 15.
Mm. Yeah. 15, and the 15. Account's been being run for 2 years, so that means there's been a thick, sexy boy talking about getting
years.
Dick since he was 13.
13 years.
I lost my virginity at 18 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Same.
But, but it was just like, oh, okay, this is... So... But then he puts out a video, and his voice... Timmy Thicke, you see him speak for the first time, and his voice is just deep as fuck. And he's just like, yeah, I don't really fuck with the Migos.
What the fuck?
He's like, yeah, I live with my mom and my dad. I'm like, no way you have a fucking father. That was my first thought, and that is a fucked up thing to think. But that just like immediately, I'm like, there's no fucking way your dad
crazy.
Is active
a
in your
Hispanic
life.
Hispanic father?
Yeah, they're Cuban. That's like the most conservative type of Hispanic.
Mexican.
Well, maybe because the conservatives that go to here are the ones who are like, fuck socialism.
It's going to be a toss-up.
Cuban communities in Miami voted for Trump, but he's in New Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. But no, but yeah, Cubans hate, like, I mean, 36% of, like, Hispanic, 36% of, like, male Mexicans voted for Trump.
Oh, no shit. I didn't even know that.
No, Cubans are only not into, like, any form of socialism because of what they came from.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
how
yeah.
do you know that wasn't just because, like, they're like, oh, yeah, all these immigrants are making us look bad.
But yeah,
Trump,
no.
He'll kick them out.
The final nail in the coffin of the Timmy Thicke story was that he was like, yeah, he was saying the N-word all the time. It was just like, oh. I mean, it's not surprising.
Yeah, when he'd do, like, Snapchats and stuff, he would just say the N-word.
Yeah. No, like, when I finished the 34-minute podcast and I, like kind of washed my hands with the incident and had, like, a good 4 hours to distance myself from it, I just kind of sat down in my room, like, with the lights off and just kind of looked at my wall and was like, why the fuck was that a thing that I just, like, looked into?
That's what I thought. I was like, damn, that was kind of a waste of 30 minutes. Because I was, like, thinking about, like, I'm going to go shower. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should listen to this. And then I'm like, I should have showered 34 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's how I finished that.
I mean...
How much time do you guys invest into this?
It was a 35-minute, like, podcast interview.
That's the first time you guys heard about it?
No. I mean, I, like, looked into it, like, every, like, you know, like 2 minutes when the tweets would come up on my timeline.
When the Harvard Intellect thing, I like took, I maybe spent like 20 minutes like being like, what the fuck's this about?
They talked about it also on the earlier podcast.
What was the Harvard thing?
Well, he's just like, oh yeah, it was a Harvard sociological study.
And that was a real thing?
No, fuck no. Oh, the guy was sounded super dumb in the interview crazy. Too. So it was like,
what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah, it's like, God,
that guy needs to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, he said he was late teens, so if he was 19, that was weird.
But they started 2 years ago, so he was 17.
Okay, but still, just imagining a 7 year. When he asked him if he knew his age, he like paused a weird amount of time. I'm thinking he knew how old he was the whole time.
I think most people do know how old they are.
I mean, I saw the guy and I immediately is like, I mean, everybody like kind of freaks out over woke stuff, but there's just this child that everybody's like,
I was really hoping he was just some like older person with a disease.
That's what the theory was that I really liked, was just like a little person with a
just like some like maybe has like a mix of like two diseases that ended up being like they look really young, like Andy Milonakis, but are also really thick at their ass.
Like a thyroid issue.
Thyroid issue, or maybe like just got an ass implant.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking looks young, got an ass implant, just weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it was some shit like that.
That would be a lot better. I'd feel a lot better afterwards, because it was like basically just, oh yeah, this older guy took advantage of a child for internet likes.
So the underwhelming part for you guys was that you realized you're horrible people for staring at all these creepy photos.
I mean, I'm not horrible.
Like 30 seconds on the Instagram.
I looked at it and I was like, I can't be here. Yeah. I had to scrub my search history. I felt like I was on a watch list.
Yeah,
it's not good. It is not good. Like
those photos are insane.
Yeah,
I would never have expected that to be on anyone's Instagram.
I mean, yeah, that's weird. It's like people like that are out there.
I just wasn't like. I don't know. I just didn't care. It was a big enough internet thing where it was like, fuck it.
Gotta figure it out. It's like certain people I follow on Twitter were tweeting about it. So it's like I'd get updates whether I wanted to see it regardless or not.
Yep.
And it's like,
I'm lucky.
Oh, I want to be involved in the dialogue and see what's happening.
When like
right
Brandon
now.
Wardell and Jack Wagner are saying this is like the most revolutionary interview so far in 2018.
Yeah.
And this happened after the Stormy Daniels interview on Sunday. So it's like, damn, this is big news.
Folks, 60 minutes, more like 69 minutes. Also,
Past one for sure.
Also, I don't know if you guys looked through her back catalog, but I gotta say, kind of trash.
Stormy Daniels?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at any of her porn.
Yeah.
I kind of just saw her and I was like, she's not that attractive. I couldn't
give
a fuck.
And it's all old, like, SD bullshit.
Yeah, I just couldn't give a fuck. Don't you think it would be the perfect fucking storyline arc for America where it's like, Trump... basically a really reality TV star that was originally rich from fucking real estate.
Yeah.
The scummiest thing to be rich off of. Real estate moguls are shit, like way shittier than most
other
moguls.
Most moguls are, I mean, every mogul's a shitty person, but real estate people especially.
No, at least like the way they're like basically like shitty politicians that instead of being shitty politicians were like in real estate.
Yeah.
Because they basically got rich off being salespeople. You know what I mean? Off salespeople. While like oil is bad for the environment and stuff, but like you have to like have some kind of smart knowledge and stuff like that. Like a lot of real estate moguls, it's just like they kind of just like are really good at selling and lying to people's faces super hard.
Yeah.
So they have to be some form of sociopaths to get to that level. So, but then a reality star, right? Becomes president by basically saying, fuck Mexicans and I don't care about black people. And then just...
I don't think he was ever that bad to black people, honestly.
But like, everyone around him
was.
Then chooses Mike Pence, so then says, fuck gay
people.
Fuck the
gays.
Fuck
but
the gays
he held
well.
A rainbow flag at the rally.
But right, so he does that.
Yeah.
And then becomes president. Just starts firing everyone that he hires.
Well, I don't
fires
think...
everyone that he can possibly hire, that he can possibly fires.
Yeah.
Like, the memes when he announced his candidacy was like,
guys,
Trump is president, just being like, you're fired! Which
watch
is
out,
actually
guys.
What he ended up doing.
We're talking about Trump seriously for too long.
No, and then... his decline is a porn star.
He
then becomes impeached because of a porn star. That's just like an amazing story. That's like a straight up Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
It's like a reality TV star becomes president, is just continues to be a reality TV star as president. The news basically becomes reality TV for a year and then gets taken down by a porn star.
I just liked her interview because it was so funny. Her
I think that's just amazing.
Because I never thought there was anything too bad that she said about him during it. It was all like, oh, it was consensual sex and stuff. And then I was like, well, I don't know why this is so crazy. It's like, oh, yeah.
Threatened her to keep
and
quiet.
Thuggish behavior. My favorite thing from the story is that he made her watch like 2 hours of Shark Week. Yeah. And he kept telling her how he hates sharks. And somebody I follow on Twitter, I think it was Eminem Obama, who is one of my favorite Twitter accounts, has been for a while, but retweeted like 5 different Trump tweets about sharks, and all of them were like, I don't like sharks, very bad. Like, he just hates sharks. Like, I loved Donald Trump as a person. I think he's one of the funniest, most entertaining people alive. I legitimately do. He is a child. He is a he's an adult racist child who runs our country somehow.
That's what I'm saying. And then he gets taken down by a
porn star. Yeah, that would be great.
It's like ridiculous.
It's exactly what. But what do children do, man?
It's like, what did you expect? Did you think he was just gonna lose an election? Did you think he was gonna get impeached over the Russia stuff?
Oh no, Russia's going nowhere. That's like, never happening.
He's gonna get impeached because he fucking threatened a porn star to not tell people about his weird kinky sex.
Good.
I heard he made her spank him with a Forbes he was on the cover of.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like the Black Mirror episode.
I would do that, honestly.
It's like the Black Mirror episode of the fucking dude fucking the pig. Yeah. But now she's just gonna release a video of him like fucking her while like saying Ivanka's name and like fucking spanking her with a Forbes magazine of his face. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Like, well, we're just going to all watch a video of our president doing that.
But can you really blame the guy? I mean, like, we all got weird shit we do.
I think it really does.
If that video comes out, it's going to be the best day in history.
Well, it'll probably just be the end of America. Honestly, I think this is the biggest sign the end of the American Empire is in our lifetime.
Last podcast ever recorded.
Oh, yeah. No, podcasts are not sustainable with what's coming. You guys better get good at shooting guns, I'm saying. Yeah. No, because it, like, shows how, like, fake and plastic our whole culture and political systems are. I mean, it's not like...
I mean, they've just been showing it forever. It's
it's not
money.
Like Hillary
money
was...
at enough politicians, and whatever you're doing is just going to continue to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as you have, as long as you're making enough money to throw money at enough politicians, you're basically fine doing whatever kind of evil, like, fucking stealing little babies and eating their hearts. Well, if you're able to do that, like, as much as you want, as long as you throw enough money
at
things.
It's just because of social
media. Well, I mean, everybody's like, I love Obama. Obama's my dad. He can do nothing wrong. It's like, yeah, he was a good president, but he also, like, was responsible for the deaths of a lot of children. I mean, you can't deny that.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, we, like, foreign policy is terrible. It's like, not like Hillary Clinton would have been, like, what she said she'd be in her campaign ads. I mean,
none of this shit really even, it's all the same back in the past. Yeah. It's just
no, like, main political party has a good foreign policy.
No, not at all.
They're just like, we're just gonna
bomb.
When people are like, we're gonna bomb them and not talk about it too much. And then the other side is like, we're going to bomb them way harder than that. Because the amount of bombing you're
now
doing
is
pussy shit.
Now it's funny because the guy with his hand on the button is also retarded.
And he has someone running his Twitter account that clearly can't handle it.
Oh my God. I died when I saw the video of him in the truck. Acting like a child in the truck. It's like, hell yeah, dude.
With a fire truck?
If this is how I die, I'm happy with it, honestly.
If there's just, like, what if there's, like, a special firm that Trump hires, and so does Chrissy Teigen. She also hires it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called, like, fucking super, I don't know, what would it be named? Not Cambridge Analytica. It'd be called, like...
Cloutwire?
Yeah, Cloutwire. There you go, Cloutwire. Yeah. And, like, all these famous people that everyone's like, oh my God, they're so good online and stuff. Basically, it's just like a, like 20 fat, ugly virgins that are just like 16 monitors, each of them, like just looking at like all the activity on the internet, fully aware of every possible internet thing happening. Anybody semi notable, like they're fucking reading. They have like they can read extremely fast, and they're just like
faster than a computer program or algorithm can even go
just
through
like,
it all.
Like fat versions, they're basically just like the fucking chickens that McDonald's uses, but they're human versions of this. They've been like genetically engineered
they just pump
to like
them,
they've
pump
been
them full of Adderall.
They've been genetically engineered to be really good on the internet, to be very, very understanding of what the will happen with the internet.
And it's like when China would breed Olympic athletes by making like the previous athletes fuck. It's they made gamers fuck Twitter girls.
Yep.
And those offspring,
they made
fat
troll gods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like they made it eggs.
So
but
they
then
have,
they genetically
they
pumped
have,
those eggs so they grew like
well,
really
they
fast.
Just pumped, they just melted down some Adderall with a lighter and a spoon and injected it into the embryo.
But they did
so
that
now they have gamer reflexes with Twitter girl senses of subtweeting. So they're just going through the internet
and that,
just
and that can all of those people only control Trump's account.
They're actually the master race.
Mm-hmm.
When the alt-right talks about the master race, they're talking about shit posters.
It's just like fucking injected. They make a little baby. The baby semi-forms for a second. They take the sperm out of that baby. They take the eggs out of this other. Like, they're not even fucking fully formed as humans. Make these fucking things fuck. Just, and did that like 20 times 20 over.
You're distilling it like you would.
Distilling. So now, like, this baby shouldn't have come out for like 20 generations. But now he does exist. And it's just like the most online person that could ever possibly have existed. They know what social medias are coming
out
in 20 years.
Here's a theory. I think Brandon Wardell escaped the facility.
Brandon Wardell ran out.
That's why he's such an interesting person.
Yep. That's where Dick Butt comes from. Dick Butt was just Brandon Wardell, 4 years old, with his dick coming out his ass, because there was going to be some...
I'm going to give Harambe the suck.
Hank Hill...
That is wild that he was responsible for
Harambe.
What
if Hank Hill sucked Sonic the Hedgehog and Tails was watching?
God damn, that's good podcasting is our the online comedian that, well, a few of my friends know about. That's about it.
But still, it doesn't even matter. Just the thought.
Just the thought of like a little twink breaking out of the facility.
A little like 4-year-old that's really only been alive for like an hour, but like grows up so fast. Just like running out. Basically Dick Butt. running out. Brandon Wardell is just Dick Butt grown up.
That's a good summation.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
We had a good train of thought going there.
Yeah, we were talking for like a solid... How long have we been going?
51 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that's happened recently.
You guys want to take a break?
Sure.
Well, yeah, we'll take a quick break.